WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has had its first look at the next master plan for the flagship campus.
Comments during a presentation earlier this month included the future of the Texas A&M golf course, which underwent a $5 million renovation 4 years ago. President Michael Young told the Regents he considers the course a land bank for future uses.
Golf courses for universities are tremendously inefficient uses. You have four old guys in black socks, you know, playing there while you've got 65,000 students looking for places to have rec fields.
Any future conversion of the golf course would not be anytime soon.
In the medium term, I think the real question for the golf course is it going to be better usage to create more recreation fields for the students,
right,
which we have added some, but as they've highlighted, still in very short supply.
After Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas told Young there was an unsuccessful attempt to close the course, the president says he's done it before.
Before you got here, we tried, but we didn't. We were successful.
And I've killed the golf course before.
Young also told the board about the goal of making the campus more pedestrian, limiting streets to buses and vehicles handling deliveries and emergencies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A fiery crash on Highway 21 west of Bryan Sunday at sunset killed a leader of the Texas A&M band. 20-year-old Alex Jones of San Antonio served as the combined band sergeant and as a Ross volunteer. Witnesses told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators Jones was driving east on 21 near the Pleasant Hill Road overpass when his SUV crossed the center line and struck an oncoming semi. The driver of the semi was treated for injuries and released at a Bryan hospital. Tonight is the annual visit of the Blinn College Board of Trustees to the Bryan campus. The agenda includes an update on the Rellis campus from the Texas A&M system, as well as a request from the system for Blinn to pay $75,000 of the cost of a workforce assessment study covering Brazos and all surrounding counties. It is the first meeting for the new Blinn trustee representing Brazos County, Tammy Spohn of College Station. Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30 in the Student Center. A daughter is arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after attacking her father with a knife last night. According to the College Station police report, the juvenile took a serrated kitchen knife and moved towards her father after the two got into a verbal argument. He was able to restrain her but received abrasions from the knife as he pinned it against him to keep from being stabbed. Due to her age, the girl will not be identified. Someone jumped off the Highway 21 bridge over the Brazos River Saturday night. Burleson County Sheriff's Office Deputy Christine Labertue says they received a 911 call from the person who jumped.
Upon arrival, a Brazos County deputy did see a subject go into the water.
The person has not been found and their identity has not been confirmed. The head of the state's troubled foster care system says emergency state funding helped hire 441 new employees in December and January, a two-thirds increase over the same period the previous year. And members of a House committee were told yesterday that an additional around 250 staff should be hired soon. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Clouds give way to sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clear through the nighttime. Lows will drop down to about 50 to 55. High pressure will be in control of our weather tomorrow. We'll have sunshine. It'll be warm, very close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 55. And we're going to be sunny and warm Thursday. Temperatures Thursday afternoon between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll get a preview from A&M baseball coach Rob Childress on tonight's game against Stephen F. Austin at Olson. Plus, Braden Shoemake and Robert Williams earn SEC Freshman of the Week honors, Williams for the second week in a row. And a couple of Aggie legends are set to be inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, golf courses are land banks. Is that that?
Land banks, okay, for good. Other developments.
Other things.
And he's killed one before.
Yeah.
I love that quote.
It's been in the crosshairs before.
Yep.
A golf course hunter. All right. Well, you know, those golfers are passionate about their golf courses. There's no doubt about that. But those battles that have happened here before pretty much been having to do with in City of Bryan, because they were looking to, you know, what were they going to do with Briarcrest? How was that going to maybe be repurposed, or what was going to happen with the municipal golf course, the Travis B. Bryan golf course? And so there's been some discussion about that kind of thing before, but they haven't been on a university campus,
right?
That pretty much it's theirs, you know.
Well, and again, you know, the A&M golf team does not play there.
That is
not their home course. I know that there are kinesiology classes that are out there, and then obviously students and whoever can still go out there and play. But, you know, he sees it as a, you know, big old plot of land right in the middle of campus that could be used for other things.
Yeah, we're on the edge of campus, really.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the other thing that you have to think about now more and more, and anytime, I mean, President Young used the number 65,000 students, okay?
Yeah.
We're not there yet, but maybe that's the intent when they get around to repurposing the golf course. But like anything else, you got to be aware of traffic, okay? Those kiddos are going to have to get to that place and be able to, I don't know. How are we going to? That's the other part of the question, is vehicles that are only buses and delivery vehicles on campus.
Right, or emergency vehicles. So
none of your basic four-wheelers. So are we going to become like a bicycle-friendlier campus?
Bicycle-friendlier, pedestrian-friendlier.
Okay, all right. Of course, you know,
I don't really know how you become pedestrian-friendlier unless you have a smaller campus.
Yeah, that's
you can. I mean, you can put as many crosswalks and sidewalks and pedestrian avenues in there, but when you're still having to trek, you know, and you get 20 minutes in between classes sometimes.
Sure.
So, and it takes longer to get all the way over to West Campus or Main Campus, depending on where you're coming from.
And what goes on inside campus sometimes does not affect the townies. I mean, that's certainly true.
Yep.
But you do have a lot of faculty and you do have a lot of staff. And are they going to put satellite lots there for them? That's going to change commute time.
Yeah.
Make things a little different. If they have to catch a bus that takes them into campus, some sort of a shuttle situation or tram, then they've got to get here sooner than that. And then when you take something that happens on the edge of campus, like that would be at Texas and Bush, well, you know, getting those people into position or away from there is going to make it difficult. I know there's no traffic right now, Texas and Bush.
Oh,
right,
you know,
so that's a really good thing. Hello. Okay. So that's, you know, that's part of it too. And if you want to add a few hundred more cars there, that can cause a little bit of a problem. So I know they've got all that stuff planned out, but anytime people are going to a place, they have to have a place for their car to park and be waiting for them when they get back.
Well, and what I think of too is it is hot in the summer.
Yeah.
So you've got faculty and staff members who are supposed to be dressed business casual,
uh-huh,
and they're having to trek from wherever to wherever, and it's, you know, 98 degrees and 100% humidity. That's miserable.
Well, and that's
it's
why...
one thing for students to be sweating and, yeah, you know, biking around campus in their gym shorts and t-shirts and tennis shoes, but you know, you've got a woman in a pencil skirt and high heels trying to get across campus. That's not comfortable.
And that's the reason that cycling is fine for recreation.
Right.
But as an idea of getting, you know, because Austin has tried to get bike friendly.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, you're not going to bike into a cosmopolitan area wearing your coat and...
Yeah, your suit, your tie.
Not going to work very well. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's great. It's great. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, you know as well as I do, there's only one way to make sure that transportation around campus makes it and is very well organized.
Okay.
And that's by using a monorail.
We'll get it out soon. I know. There's between the high-speed rail and that, we've had enough. I'll bring the Simpsons monorail audio back out. That's for sure.
Monorail.
But anytime you're dealing with something where you've got 65,000 students and you've got the support staff and you've got the faculty, that's just a lot of cars, mm-hmm, and a lot of folks. And
right,
getting them from... And that's the other thing.
I have an idea.
You're going to... Oh, what is it?
Don't let freshmen bring cars on campus.
You know, that's something that has certainly worked before. I mean, you can go back... Remember, my brother went to school at that place in Austin.
Boo.
And, you know, you couldn't bring your car,
yeah,
until you had certain grades.
Oh.
You get the grades, you get the car.
Oh.
That might not
that's
be.
That's actually
that's interesting.
Pretty ingenious.
Yeah, not
wow.
a
Wow.
Well, a bad
when
idea.
I was up at Syracuse, freshmen were not allowed to have vehicles. They all lived in the dorms on campus. They could all get to where they needed to go by walking or bike riding. But they were not allowed to have vehicles at all.
Ooh, now, you bring up the other thing, that on-campus phrase.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you have freshmen living on campus is mandatory?
Yeah.
That would change the marketplace, wouldn't
it? Yep.
Because we don't have any apartment complexes around here. You know, we don't
no.
have any student housing anyplace.
No, not 9 or 10 or thousands. No.
So that, well, anyhow.
Well, or if you let them stay off campus... Then you just they don't get parking permits on campus.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be somewhere where they have a bus route that you know gets them onto campus, and then that's how they you know.
Oh, tell me how many tell me how many snowflake parents will be angry over
I
that.
Know,
yeah.
I know.
See
I'll just point
works.
Them towards somebody I know.
There you go. So anyway, that appears to be what they're talking about over there at the big school. 718 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can join in if you want to. Call or text 979-695-1620 if you text. Most people pass down jewelry or dishes and such from generation to generation. Now, see, that brings up something else.
Okay.
All right. Now, a long time ago when you're registering to get married, what were the things that you asked for?
China.
Yeah, and how is that different now?
It's not.
I mean, is that right?
I think most people still register for China. Most. It's definitely become a little less popular than it used to be. A, because someone like me, if I would ever have to register, I've got like 4 sets of China
sure.
in my family.
Okay.
So why would I register
right.
for my own
right.
when
mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to get a set from someone?
Hello.
Hey, so I got a suggestion on how to at least cut back some of the traffic in the morning near the campus.
Okay.
Start classes at 7:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you. Spoken like a real person who's not in school.
Exactly.
Do they have 7:30 class? I feel like I've heard of like maybe a 7:30 class. Well,
I know Blinn. I'm pretty sure Blinn starts as early as 7:30. Yeah. I don't know about A&M. But.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, yeah. Doesn't affect us. We're off the road.
Okay.
Doesn't touch my world. But then the other thing is like, China, but mm-hmm. do you do silver? I mean, any of those kind of things?
Right.
Those used to be really important parts of the whole mm-hmm. wedding culture, and that's probably gone away.
Yeah, because I think now people realize or hear time after time, you never pull out your china, you never use your silver. And right. so they're thinking, I'd rather ask for that KitchenAid standing mixing bowl.
Exactly.
That's $400, and right. I don't want to pay for on my own. Than a set of china.
Yeah, I'll go buy a place at Target, and then
right.
you buy me that
exactly.
countertop appliances
exactly.
or whatever. All right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so most people do pass down jewelry or dishes from generation to generation. Not so much petrified food. Penny Rickoff, Scottsdale, Arizona, said 85 years ago, her mama gave her a cookie that was from her first love. The cookie says, Bus, her boyfriend's name. She even saved the Valentine card that Bus gave her
His
mom.
His name is Bus?
I am guessing maybe short for Busby. I have no idea. But she even saved the Valentine card that Bus gave her mom back in the 1930s. People back then, didn't have a lot of money. So you bake a cookie. Wow. That changes our economy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even now, she stores the cookie with her jewelry. And she has, there's a picture of it, I think, out there somewhere.
Okay.
Penny Rickoff, 85 years old, saving that cookie that her mama got from her boyfriend
Man.
A long time ago. So there. Yeah, just saying.
Not her father, though, it sounds like.
No.
just a boy.
That's right, yeah.
Bus, yeah. Short for we don't know.
That's right.
Couldn't fit his whole name on the cookie.
Her daddy's going, who is this guy? Who? Yeah? All right. So NASA says that they plan to announce a major discovery tomorrow. Ooh, don't know what it is, but the New York Post says the space agency will present new findings on planets that orbit stars other than our sun that are known as exoplanets.
Ooh.
The announcement has the astronomy community abuzz.
More buzz.
Okay,
and buzz.
They're a buzz there. And NASA is set to make the announcement. The best finding thus far is that a planet outside our solar system could potentially support life. Astronomers and planetary scientists from across the world will be at the news conference. So we're supposed to be excited about life. Look what we've done with this planet.
Right.
Why should we be excited about that? Hello.
More opportunities.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello? Campus home.
What? Now, what's up, man?
I'd like to talk about the expansion of the campus and parking situation.
Go ahead.
The thing is, Michael Young is a liar. I saw him at the University Methodist Church last February, and he swore to God and two other white men that they were not going to expand. They were locked down and rolling. So now we're going to 65,000. We need to shut it back to 40,000. We're letting too many kids in here that really don't belong at A&M. Yeah, I'm class of 79. I know I'm an old fart.
Okay.
You know, to me, A&M died when they moved Bonfire from Duncan Field.
Yeah, okay.
All those people started raising hell because of all the ashes and all that. Well, hell, you moved there. I've been building Bonfire there since 1909. Why the hell did you even move over there?
Yeah, okay. I understand. Okay. I know what you say, but, you know, if you're not moving forward, you're falling back. And and the whole culture has changed. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. And fine. I mean, I've lived here for a long time, and it was a wonderful little bucolic, quiet college community.
Sure.
And it ain't that way anymore.
There's something to be said about exclusivity, but at the same time, lots of people mean lots of money.
And
better community.
Sadly, sir, what I must say to you, and again, there are parents who are having to save and scrimp for their kids to get into college right now. I mean, I talked to a guy the other day, and I mean, it changes your lifestyle if you've got two or three kids in the tube about to be going to college in the next 3-4 years. It does. You do have to divert funds from your budget. You got to change it. It's an expensive deal. But understand this, and, you know, we'll talk to Senator Schwertner. He's said time and again there needs to be caps on tuition. But understand, as long as there are more people wanting to get in than get accepted, the basic economic model is that the tuition is not going to be going down, nor is the enrollment going to be going down. And clearly it's an engine over there with a physical plant that's so big, and there are always cranes in the sky. They're building and remodeling to allow more students to be in there. Now, the way that students go to class is probably going to change in the next 5 or 10 years. You know, I'm nobody to speak on that intelligently, but just know that technology has changed so many other things that now that is going to be the way that it is. And I think they've talked about what they're going to do with the College of Engineering is almost a total immersion situation. Students spend almost all their time in the engineering college.
Right.
You know, there all the time. Not, you know, maybe even sleep there every once in a while. But the idea is to really be engaged in your education.
Yeah.
So you're right, sir. There are people who are going to A&M and any other major institution who probably don't belong there. But likewise, there are some who really do belong there or any other great university. And you want to keep those students here and engaged.
Yeah, so, and they need that opportunity.
Yep, that's where we are with that.
Yep.
Okay, all we have to do is put up with the traffic, right? That's
yeah.
our deal. Yeah. All right, 7:25, let's have a look at the weather. And it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, your leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to have to do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, after a pretty rough day as far as the weather was concerned yesterday, we got 2.5 inches of rain, and there were plenty of at least straight line winds and maybe even more turbulence at that caused damage in Brazos and surrounding counties. We're going to have a pretty good run for the balance of the week. Look for a high temperature today, about 75 degrees with some sunshine. And then the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be up into the 80s. And then a little bit cooler as we have a wind shift on Saturday, 67 and sunshine. Really, that ought to be ideal, though. Right now, humidity is at 96%. Got a few clouds out there, and it's 56.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish, far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the New York Times is suddenly concerned that President Trump is struggling to fill top jobs in his administration. And, of course, they blame Trump for being too picky. The Times says the problem is Trump's demand for loyalty. Many candidates have washed out of the interview process due to vicious things they said about Trump during the campaign. You see, the Times is especially upset that Trump nixed Elliot Abrams for a high-ranking State Department job. Abrams was an assistant secretary of state under Reagan and a deputy national security advisor for Bush 43. And Abrams admits that a lot of tough things were said about Trump, but he told the Times he had hoped Trump would focus on just hiring the most effective people to help him govern, rather than looking back to what we said in the race. He thought he could slam Trump and still make the team. Apparently, that's wrong. The Times complains that Trump ruled out almost an entire generation of Republican policy types from serving. They say his management style is unprecedented and out of the mainstream. Why does the Times want a bunch of Republicans in there? Does anybody ask that? Let me have some news here for the Times. Trump supporters don't share your concerns. They see Obama holdovers and defiant civil servants openly sabotaging Trump's agenda. The last thing a president needs is disloyal people around him, especially in top positions. There are plenty of snakes in Washington as it is. I think it's a good thing that Trump can spot them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The yearly visit of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the Bryan campus is tonight. More business about workforce training is on the agenda. The Blinn Board will consider spending $75,000 to help pay for a study the Texas A&M system wants to do to assess workforce needs in Brazos and all surrounding counties. The study will include one-on-one calls to most of the top 15 employers in the 8-county region, along with an online survey targeting all employers with 10 or more employees. The agenda also includes an update on the college's next strategic plan. That's after administrators received 70 more survey responses. Final action is planned for next month. The trustees' newest member, Tammy Spohn of College Station, will be sworn in. She joins former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton as one of two Brazos County members appointed by the County Commission. Tonight's gathering in the Student Center starts at 6:30. A leader of the Texas A&M band died in a fiery crash Sunday at sunset on Highway 21 west of Bryan. 20-year-old Alex Jones of San Antonio was described by Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez as a social, confident young man who had a resilient work ethic and a good sense of humor. Jones, who served as the combined band sergeant major and as a Ross volunteer, was pursuing a commission in the Air Force. Witnesses told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators Jones was driving an eastbound SUV, crossed the center line on 21 near the Pleasant Hill Road overpass and struck an oncoming semi. The driver of the semi was taken to a Bryan hospital where they were treated and released. Firefighters from Precinct 4 and Bryan responded to extinguish fires to both vehicles. A Texas A&M student takes home more than $400,000 for winning a barrel racing contest.
Haley Kinsel was taking part in the world's richest one-day rodeo at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kinsel and two others take home $100,000 for winning their events and split a $1 million bonus. Sage Kimsey won the bull riding contest, and Cody DeMoss took the trophy for saddle bronc riding during RFD-TV's The American. Kinsel also won more than $20,000 during the barrel racing semifinals held at Fort Worth's Cowtown Coliseum. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
Current and future construction projects on the Texas A&M campus were brought up when the Board of Regents recently reviewed the master plan for the flagship institution.
Board members asked consultant Dana Dixon why the map of the master plan does not include a proposed extreme makeover of Spence Park east of Kyle Field.
We were asked not to show this at this time until it was confirmed if that was what we wanted to put in. We at one time actually had that in here. We thought that might not be appropriate to have it in there at this point.
Campus traffic was also discussed. President Michael Young told Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria the goal is to limit vehicles to buses, those responding to emergencies, and those making deliveries.
Is our goal to eliminate vehicles on campus eventually?
Ultimately, yes. We try to get as much private vehicular traffic off campus as we can.
It's already pretty bizarre driving through campus.
Dixon also says TxDOT's modifying plans for the future intersection of Wellborn and George Bush.
The Wellborn and the Bush intersection is being revised to make those separations. One's going down a little bit, one's going up a little bit.
Dixon also talked about future pedestrian crossings at Bush and Penberthy and Texas and University. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Local public safety agencies responded to a 911 call of someone saying they were going to jump off the Highway 21 bridge into the Brazos River. Burleson County Sheriff's Deputy Christine Labertue says the body of the unidentified person has not been found following searches on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
College Station Police Department, Bryan Police Department, Bryan Fire Department responded to search for that subject. The search was called off at about 6 p.m. Sunday evening.
Labertue says the jump was witnessed by a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy. A former Dallas area neurosurgeon is going to prison for life for killing and injuring dozens of patients. Multiple victims testified at the sentencing of Christopher Dunch.
It's a conviction and sentence that Dallas County prosecutors say is unprecedented. A doctor prosecuted and sentenced to life behind bars for a series of operations that were so bad, other doctors thought an amateur had made it to the operating room. Dunch was found guilty of putting Mary Eford in a wheelchair for life, but nearly three dozen others testified about Dunch's path of horror. His surgery killed Kelly Martin, mother of Caitlin Martin Lindoff.
This will not bring my mother back, but it is some sense of justice for all of the families, for all of the victims.
Under Texas law, Dunch is eligible for parole, but not for decades. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV, from grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed, and that free Hayward heater deal has been so successful, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, 738 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check a little bit of weather, and that's brought to you this morning by your nationwide insurance agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group. Let them help you out. The number is 776-1900. You can stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds give way to sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clear through the nighttime. Lows will drop down to about 50 to 55. High pressure will be in control of our weather tomorrow. We'll have sunshine. It'll be warm, very close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 55. And we're going to be sunny and warm Thursday. Temperatures Thursday afternoon between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M baseball coach Rob Childress gives us his take on tonight's game as the team gets set to face Stephen F. Austin. Meanwhile, Robert Williams earns his second SEC Freshman of the Week honor in a row, while Braden Shoemake earns one for baseball as well. And West Virginia coach Bob Huggins seems to be okay after a health scare during their game with Texas last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we were talking a little while ago about, going to college, that's kind of expensive and all that.
Yep.
But you're always waiting for that acceptance email, right?
Oh, yeah.
Except Columbia University grad school.
Uh-oh.
New York Daily News reports the university sent out 277 emails by mistake for prospective master's degree candidates. Yeah. School of Public Health released a statement apologizing for the mistake. Psych! Yeah, okay.
Especially grad school, because usually you apply to less schools, less programs. Sure. It's more specific.
Yep.
You're anyway. Putting a little more weight on that.
So he was due to,
especially to Columbia.
Yeah, so it was due to human error, and they are working to ensure.
And we have eliminated that human.
Yeah, that's right. They're working to ensure it does not happen again in the future. Yeah, okay. Till it does.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good luck on that. Hope that works
out
for you.
That's unfortunate.
A middle school kid in Florida.
Florida.
Busted for throwing an object and hitting President Trump's motorcade?
Ooh.
How does that happen? I don't know anything more about that. I don't know if you got a news story on that, but that's
you don't do that.
Well, President Trump didn't tweet about it. So.
No, that's right. That's true. He didn't do that. All right, it's time now for food oddities.
Woohoo! I love food.
Yeah. Potato chips were a mistake, or at least that's the way the legend goes. Story was there was a chef named George Crum. He was frustrated because he had a customer who kept complaining that his fried taters were too thick. I think this was in Saratoga, New York. That's why they were called Saratoga chips in the beginning.
Mm.
But anyway, there was this person said that they were too thick, and so as a result, he kept sending them back, and that was the way that this whole thing came. And so he worked really hard to make sure that he could slice it as thin as possible and then deep fry it, and thus we came up with tater chips.
I was thinking might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Yeah, in fact, he thought by putting extra salt on them, that would make them worse.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, customer loved them. We got potato chips.
Turns out it made them better.
That's right. As a mistake also would be if you go to the internet and ask people to name your product for you. And Lay's is doing that. Lay's is asking the internet to name its new chip flavor. And as in the past, no one is taking it seriously. You know how it goes. You ask the public to name something, and they name a police dog Mr. Spaghetti and the new boat, Boaty McBoatface. So,
you know, when I was a kid, I was actually in a contest where we had to name the new police dog that came to our school.
Okay.
And I was one of the winners of a few kids won or whatever.
Did you get out of jail free card or what happened?
No, I just got to go take my picture with the dog.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Its name was, it ended up being called, I wanted to name it Barkley, and okay. A few other people did as well because
that's
Charles
true.
Barkley was
sure.
big at the time.
Sure.
And another kid who was a special needs child threw in the name Detective, so he became named Detective Barkley.
Oh, there you are.
And we all got to go take
cute.
Our picture with
a little
it.
Compilation
yeah.
thing. Well,
all
I'm in
right.
a I'm in a grocery the other day, and I think Lay's has come out with a beer and brats flavor. Could you just leave it alone?
Right?
Could you just leave it alone?
I think that's going too far.
I'm not sure. Not going to buy any again. And, of course, they only come in the bag that's got 4,000 chips in it. You know?
Right.
And you've paid. You see what potato chips cost now?
No, I don't.
Those things are pretty expensive.
Are they?
They're going
yeah,
up?
I think they really are.
Well, I think when you've got so many other things on the market
yep.
that are aimed, you know, to healthier versions,
yeah.
or you've got so many, you know, crackers and all sorts of things, they have to do whatever they can to try to keep people on the potato chip train.
So there you go. I don't know. Go check
it. Because I never eat potato chips anymore.
Never?
Never.
Why?
Because I eat pita chips.
Oh, okay.
I like pita chips.
Well, they're thicker. Is that what it
they're
is?
They're thicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're better for you, right?
I think they're, you know.
It's negligible.
All right.
But.
Right. Me, if you're talking chips, you're not going to go to a whole lot of trouble to find the healthiest.
But right. Well, but I do think they are healthier than a potato chip. Yeah.
Can there be anything worse than the chip breaking in the stuff that you're trying to convey?
Right.
Because it is a food conveyor.
And
as
pita
well.
Chips are great food conveyors.
Yeah. They okay. Yeah. Because they're thick.
They're
right.
thick. Mm-hmm.
Someone right. texted in, plus one for Sling Blade.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah,
there you go. One more. So we got named potato chips. You can go to the website if you want to. And that, plus then finding new ways to get people to buy your food that you hadn't planned. Story this morning in USA Today. Even if you love Pop-Tarts, the notion of making them into faux versions of pizza, tacos, burritos, and chili-topped fries might not be exactly what your taste buds are dancing for. Kellogg, which opened a breakfast cereal bar in New York last July, saw a story on that. That was rather interesting. Is going to convert it into a shrine for the humble Pop-Tart all this week. A Pop-Tarts cafe, if you will. Yeah. And so, and, you know, I guess I've had a Pop-Tart. It's been a few years. Don't know that I want to go back. I'm not sure what's inside that. Hello, in that breading.
Yeah, you know what's even more frustrating than your chip breaking in the dip?
Tell me.
Is when you try to fish it out with another chip and it breaks too, and you have to resort to your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody's watching.
Yep.
And then, of course, if you double dip, if you've watched Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, then that's just, that's the
that
biggest,
be.
That's
who
the crime of the century.
Who shares their dip?
Yeah. Well, if you're at a party, I'm guessing.
I know.
Okay. All right, so you got the Pop-Tarts Cafe, as it will be known.
I love Pop-Tarts.
You're kidding me.
No, I love
Pop-Tarts. Now, wait,
Pop-Tarts.
You just told me you've given up on potato chips.
And I don't eat Pop-Tarts very often, but every once in a while.
They are good.
All right. But
they're so good.
Now, there was a time when they would
toasted.
Have, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah, I can't imagine eating them at room temperature. Just really can't.
Oh, I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Really? And you better have something to drink
in
right
college,
nearby.
In the dorms, we weren't allowed to have toasters or microwaves or anything.
But now, do they have, like, little two-packs or little four-packs so you don't have to buy 16 of them? Or
I think four-pack, like, there's two Pop-Tarts in a little individual package, and I think four packages come in a box.
Yeah.
All right.
So you get eight total tarts.
Yeah. So the Pop-Tarts Cafe, they're going to make various dishes, all including Pop-Tarts, and they hope not only locals but tourists will come in as well and plunk down $8 to $12 for these things. Now,
talk about unhealthy, though.
Oh,
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I've heard
God.
Of people doing stuff like putting peanut butter and jelly in between,
Oh, I had a friend who used
two.
To put butter on them, toast them, and then just slab them up with some butter.
But that's, I mean... But you've got to it. I mean, I'm not sure because I don't stop at the Pop-Tarts aisle. But haven't they pretty much done everything they can to be the Carl's Jr. of breakfast foods? They're not doing anything to be healthier.
No.
Is there a gluten-free Pop-Tart out there?
You know, there are companies making more gourmet Pop-Tarts.
Oh,
but
really?
The Pop-Tart brand, I don't know if they've come out. I don't think they've come out with the gluten-free.
I mean, what did they do? But they come up with brown sugar and cinnamon, and then they put frosting on top of it.
Right.
I mean, they up their game every time
Sprinkles.
They come out with a new flavor. Right. We got to do one more thing.
The s'mores flavored one is like so
Whoa.
Good. Chocolate and marshmallow swirl inside.
With graham cracker-ish crusts outside.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Delicious.
Sugar high. There we go.
Yeah,
hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And we were talking a little while back about how it's not quite green out there. Things aren't looking quite as springy out there.
Starting to, though.
They're starting to.
It's getting
pretty. And but it might be time to take your pictures already. And we've kind of talked about that. What are some of the things you can do when it's not quite spring-like out there to spruce up your house, give it a little more curb appeal out there?
So I'm laughing because we substituted a word for curb appeal earlier.
Yeah.
Was it curb appeal?
Curb appeal,
that was funny. So here's how you work on on your curb a feel. Work on the flower beds. You know, just make sure that any of the sort of dormant foliage is trimmed back. It's warm enough that there's some weeds, so make sure there's no weeds. And then we always say small black mulch. It really, regardless of what your front exterior of your home is, when you have that in your flower beds, it's going to make it pop, whether it's masonry or hardy plank or whatever your home is constructed of.
Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates have those kind of tips and tricks. Get in touch with them, ZARealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
To achieve greatness, you may have to risk being sold down the river. There may be no better example of that than Frederick Douglass, one of the great African-American men in our nation's history. Sold down the river was an expression that originated when slave owners in the North sold rebellious slaves downriver to owners in the Deep South. Southern states tended to be much harsher to slaves than those in the North. For many slaves, being sold down the river was a death sentence, and attempting an escape was often considered too great a risk. But Frederick Douglass took that risk. He was born into slavery in Maryland and suffered terrible abuse at the hands of his owners. After escaping twice and suffering recapture, he feared that he'd be sold down the river. But on his third attempt, he successfully fled to freedom and began his abolitionist writing and speaking. Douglass became such a renowned writer and speaker, he was asked to serve as one of President Lincoln's advisors. He was even nominated for vice president in 1872. He was a dedicated Christian from his childhood, and Douglass was willing to risk everything, not only to create a better life for himself, but also for generations to come. What's your greatest fear? Whatever it is, perhaps it's time you took a risk to overcome it. It takes courage to create a better life for you and your family. Anything worthwhile usually does. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:53. Tonight, the number 20 Texas A&M Aggie baseball team looks to start the season 4-0 for the fourth consecutive season as they host the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Yeah, Johnny does a great job. They have an older bunch and, you know, a lot of junior and senior hitters, and I expect them to be offensive, and they always play with a chip on their shoulder, and it seems like we always have a barn burner with them on Tuesday nights.
A&M is coming off a monumental opening weekend in which the Aggies outscored the Falcons 50-8. It marked the most runs ever scored by the Aggies in an opening weekend, and the first time the Maroon and White won all three games of a series by 10 or more runs since 1999. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:15, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Texas A&M second baseman Braden Shoemake was named SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggie sweep of Bowling Green over the weekend. In his collegiate debut, Shoemake drove in four while hitting 3-for-5 at the plate in the Aggies' 15-1 victory over the Falcons. In more Aggie accolades, for the second straight week and third overall time this season, Texas A&M's Robert Williams has been named SEC Freshman of the Week after a standout week on the hardwood for the Maroon and White. During SEC play, Williams leads the league in blocked shots and ranks second in both rebounding and field goal percentage. Williams and his teammates return to the court for a pair of games this week, beginning with a road contest at Arkansas tomorrow night before the Aggies come home to host Alabama inside Reed Arena Saturday evening. Tomorrow's game begins at 7:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 7, and you can hear it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Texas Sports Hall of Fame will enshrine the class of 2017, and Aggie three-way All-American Dave Elmendorf and legendary Aggie track coach Pat Henry are among the group of eight inductees. The formal induction ceremony and banquet will take place at the Waco Convention Center tonight. Elsewhere in college basketball, after West Virginia coach Bob Huggins dropped to his knees and clutched his chest in a scary moment before halftime, Javon Carter finished with 24 points to lead the 12th-ranked Mountaineers to a 77-62 win last night over Texas. Lamont West had 23 points, helping WVU shake off a slow start and its coach's frightening fall. Huggins went down during a timeout just before halftime, and his players quickly came to his aid. Huggins stood briefly, massaged his chest, and stayed on the sideline. It wasn't immediately known whether Huggins received medical attention at halftime, but he returned to coach in the second half. In the Associated Press men's basketball poll, the top three teams remain unchanged, with number one Gonzaga followed by Villanova and Kansas. The Bulldogs received 59 of the 65 first-place votes, while the Wildcats took 5 and Kansas won. Fourth-ranked Arizona is followed by UCLA, Oregon, Louisville, North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke. In the NFL, national championship quarterback Deshaun Watson plans to participate in every aspect of the NFL scouting combine. Watson said yesterday before the Davey O'Brien Award presentation that he'll do everything he's asked to do at the combine, which begins next week in Indianapolis. That'll include throwing and running before his pro day prior to the NFL draft in April. And out on the links, it was just a formality, but Dustin Johnson has reached the top of the world golf rankings for the men. He moved to number one after his win at the Genesis Open over the weekend. Johnson tops Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson, and Hideki Matsuyama. Other highly ranked Americans are Jordan Spieth in the sixth spot, Justin Thomas eighth, Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson 14th and 15th, and Phil Mickelson 23rd. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. It's about a minute till. Connor Cox's mom is an expert at revenge. When Connor was a freshman at Westminster College in Pennsylvania, thought he was opening up his usual care package from mom. What he found on the inside was trash. Connor immediately called mom to ask, wait, what the heck, mom? She told him with a laugh, well, that's the trash you were supposed to take out the last time you were here.
Oh, yeah. Nice one.
Yeah, Connor said he laughed hysterically about the gag gift, got a photo, put it out there. It's gone viral.
Of course.
There's your viral stuff nice. For today. That's good. Next thing, it'll be dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So we always try to give you something you'll be able to talk about when you get into the break room today that'll show people you are plugged in. Well, here you are. No hospital stay for Beyonce.
Ooh.
She's going to have her twins at home.
Oh, yeah.
A source close to the singer says she really wants to have her babies at home in L.A.
Why not?
She's in Houston. She ought to go back to Houston.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, after all the drama that she went through in New York when she delivered Blue Ivy.
Yes.
Okay. Beyonce and Jay-Z said, okay. So anyway, she's going to do it at home. That's what they say. There's your news. WT.